Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It used to be...
What's that?
If you were looking for a fight, you had to take your ass down to the local bar and just start acting like a dick.
Yeah.
But today, there's no need to get in the car. All you have to do is jump on social media, and there's plenty of people willing to fight with you as long as you'd like.
Yeah.
But sometimes it feels like you can't post a single thing without some douchebag showing up with something to say. And when you look at the information we have in front of us, it might be enough to make you want to swear off social media forever.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a recent study shows over 4 in 10 American adults say they have personally experienced online harassment. This, according to the Pew Research Center, and they break down the definition of online harassment in 6 ways. You ready?
Okay.
1, offensive name calling. 2, purposeful harassment. I don't know what that means. 3, sexual harassment, sustained harassment, stalking, and actual physical threats. And I want to point out here, this is not people. These are adults.
Okay.
Over 4 in 10 American adults. This does not include the high school kids that are always wrapped up in drama. We are talking grown-ass people with car payments and a lawnmower and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Tommy, these numbers are up. Since 2014, there has been almost a 15% increase in people that feel they've been harassed online. And it is not shocking to find out that politics is the number one place where this presents itself.
Yeah, that's going to be always the biggest hot button issue.
One in 5 adults say they have been harassed online for their political views. All right, have either of you experienced online harassment?
No.
I mean, it's hard because doing this show, we see it all the time, right? I mean, like...
Everyone just writes me and tells me how great I am all the time.
Oh, you got that special filter?
Yeah, it's what's that filter called, Tommy?
I'm not a dick, really. Filter. So maybe I should ask you this, because we know guys that are in this business that if somebody goes after them for their opinion, just saying like you're wrong and
well,
here's why.
Well, actually,
they get pissed off and they block those people.
Yeah. Sure.
And those guys feel like they're being harassed.
Okay.
That's why they block them. So like some of this stuff is legit. And some you're just being a touchy little bitch.
Okay.
So I wonder how much is touchy little bitch and legitimate harassment.
It's a fair question.
Because me having, like, you're wrong about the Dolphins, you shouldn't have a job. That's not harassment. That's an opinion.
Oh, no, I feel I've been harassed. How dare you? First of all, I'm right about the Dolphins. Second of all, I worked hard for this job by accident.
But you know what I mean?
I do understand.
There's some touchy boys out there, man, that, you know, they can dish it out, but as soon as you have an opinion back, they fold.
Okay, but counterpoint to that, Kimmy,
I think some of that's in those numbers.
Counterpoint to that, there have been times where we will be sitting on this show, have a discussion, whatever. I will go to my Instagram message in the commercial, and I will read it out loud, and all of us will go, oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right.
But, Kimmy, you were going to say, I'm sorry.
Well, it's always I get doing that to a stranger because this is somebody you may never see. They don't know who you are, so you feel a little bit more bold about attacking something they said. What always blows my mind is if I see two people going back and forth that I know each other, we'll run into each other, see each other in person, and I'm like, man, what's like your in-person interaction like, you know?
Well, it's like that Shakespearean idea, though. They feel like
they
have
a mascot.
Like you
were friends initially on Facebook for a reason, right?
You're right.
So I have two relatives right now that are not talking to each other about politics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's only on one side. So my brother is really on the right, and I have a niece, my sister's oldest kid, who's really on the left.
Okay.
So my brother, who doesn't like her opinions, she's not even talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
She's just talking in general. He doesn't like her politics, and he blocked her.
And you don't think she knows that he blocked?
Oh, yeah. She finally figured it out.
Okay.
But, like, you know, he's offended by things that aren't even directly at him.
Just something she's sharing.
Right. But he, like, you know what I mean? Like, so that's not harassment.
Okay, but there's a difference.
That's you being a touchy bitch.
You're right, but that wouldn't count here because there's a difference between...
But he thinks he's being harassed.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Because when I talk to him, he feels like he's being
targeted.
His party is being attacked.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying.
Which is fine. You're allowed to attack each other's party, but, you know, chill, man.
To put that on a t-shirt, sell the rock shop. Chill, man.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, a new study from the Pew Research Center says that over 4 in 10 American adults say they have personally experienced online harassment. And sometimes it does feel like social media is a cesspool of the worst of humanity.
Yeah.
And with this information that almost half of American adults feel they've been harassed, it makes you wonder why social media is so popular. Because we don't need it. Nope. Yet we pop back on every day.
Addicted to it.
But Kimmy, to potentially take a beating.
Yeah.
But it's also a release for people that want to get things off their chest.
But it's not when that stuff is coming right
back at
you.
Because it could be like 20 great comments. Like, you look great, you look great. Hey, that your shoes don't match your outfit. And that one comment is going to get to you. And it's going to linger and fester. And you're going to hate that person.
Like, you will see people, Kimmy, who complain on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram about being made fun of or name called or threatened. Yeah. And then that same person, Tommy, a day or two later, will do the exact same thing to someone else.
Yes.
It is mind-blowing to me.
We know people that fight racism every day. We do. That if you say something about and their ethnicity, they get very upset. Mm-hmm. And will defend it. And they should.
Sure.
Those same people will be racist towards another group of people.
Oh, yeah.
They do not see that as racism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I would love, man, this would be the greatest thing. I wish my father was still alive. I really do. Not because I want to see him again. I would love to watch him be on social media now with his hot takes on everything
from you wouldn't.
Sexual. Oh, no. Because
you
he would be on fire. Because he get hide behind the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Your father.
He was pretty open to begin
with. Exactly. Yeah. The stories you tell.
But, man, you give him the world to go after. You know, he would be like a pit bull in a ham store.
We got Instagram messages coming. Pit bull in a ham store? Yeah. How'd the pit bull get in the ham store?
Well, he had a key. I guess he knows people on the inside.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us on Instagram. Nisa writes us, politics, not gaming. You can't hop into a match of League or is Call of Duty without getting called a slur or hearing all the things your mom did and being a girl who games ... she must have run out of things to say.
Mm.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. A lot of horrible things.
But I also think it's an outlet for people. I don't think it's so it's all bad. I think listen, man, these people are out there and now you know where they are.
Okay, but
because
you don't.
Like this has always been here.
All right.
These feelings aren't new. These beliefs aren't new. But at least people have an outlet.
All right.
I mean, it's better than rooting in a lonely...
I don't know,
though,
but does it create more... What's the word I'm looking for? It becomes an echo chamber, and I think that only builds the tension, and it carries over to in-person interactions.
That was one of the most old man takes you've ever had. Oh, they're just out there blowing off steam on the internet.
I think it makes it worse.
All right, look, there have been lots of stories the last few months of stuff that started.
I haven't seen a damn thing.
Talking on social media that ends up in a legitimate tragedy.
They never bring it up.
14% of adults in this study said they've received physical threats online. I do wonder how many people are actually scared of a person coming and finding them after a disagreement.
I would think so.
Because it wouldn't be hard to find most people.
Yeah, they already like know your name and some information about you.
Half the people I know pin where they are and all their social media pages. Mm-hmm.
But those people are never going to come after you. Okay. The person that's going to come after you, you're never going to see coming.
Yeah, bro, it's an imbalanced person with an act to grind. They could find you easily. I think that's a bad take.
That is
an old-ass Pittsburgh.
I feel like I'm being harassed right now.
Can we go back to the video game thing for a second? Because I do know that it gets really bad in that, when you're communicating with somebody. And it always blows my mind because the likeliness of you talking to, like, a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't, like, you know, that's not, like, something you can wrap your head around.
Well, if I was a 13-year-old kid, I'd make fun of you for saying likeliness, which is not a word.
Yeah, I know.
Likeliness isn't a word?
Likelihood.
Likelihood.
Oh, here comes the grammar.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had a chance to pounce, which makes fun of your grammar.
I don't even know that's
not
a word.
That's not grammar. That is vocabulary.
My bad.
What's the difference? Grammar is vocabulary.
Grammar is not vocabulary.
Sounded right.
You have to have one
with
the other. You can't say I have grammar, but I have no vocabulary.
And I am ashamed.
The likeliness that you are wrong here is slim. You know,
you're listening to a young voice and still.
So when you game, you don't know
things.
What that other person, who they are.
It's like profiles on social media.
All right.
They'll share as much
they
as
can
they
be
want.
Whatever they want.
Exactly. Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I think you all suck and your shoes are ugly. She's talking to you, I think, about the shoes. Suck goes for all of us.
Okay.
Right? But you know the one thing that really bothers me?
What's that?
Well, look, with this job, we get
floss?
Our
boss.
Why are you getting so... You are so confrontational today. Because I suggested... I asked you a question if you would take a pill to stop drinking. And from that moment, you have just been the biggest dick. The one thing
well,
that...
you should like me.
The one thing that really bothers me. Look, with this job, we get our balls busted all the time on social media. Comes with the territory. It's no big deal. In fact, like we said, most of the time, we will read these things and howl with laughter.
Yeah.
Right?
You never know when it's going to like deeply affect you. And sometimes it's about the most random thing that's not even necessarily a personal thing.
Oh, that's not it. Yeah. Tommy and I have said before, we've been on the road. There is nothing you can say to me where I'm going to be like, oh my God, how
no.
I am hurt. What really makes me cringe and feel uncomfortable, Kimmy, is when a guy says something awful to me and the picture of his avatar is him with his kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You put your kid's face on that.
Yes. And it's not just that. Like, if you are willing to say that to me, Kimmy, a total stranger, my thought is, what are you saying in front of your kids? What are you teaching your kids?
Sure.
Like, these poor, I see these things, and these poor innocent kids, they don't have a chance.
Yeah.
They don't have
that
a chance.
Bad. Yeah.
Right? Like, Jesus, man. There's been also been a couple of times.
What's that?
Where, you know, there are a handful of people throughout the 15 years we've been doing this show, that like really, really will like, oh, here's why you're talking. Oh, they'll say awful things.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we'll meet him in person.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the guy that had all that stuff to say.
Yes.
But they never have anything to say when they're standing in
front
of
you. No, because they're not hiding behind the internet anymore.
But it's so interesting.
But it is weird because they'll show up at events.
Yes.
But then they're just, hey, what's going on? We had one guy that used to light us up all the time, then wanted to get a job here.
Yes! Oh, my God! Thank you!
We had
you.
One guy that says, your show sucks. Radio is dead in this town. You all have no talent.
Yeah.
Then he literally reached out to me and goes, hey, man, can you help me get a job at CNN?
You know, he's not kidding. He's not kidding.
Like, that's how disconnected that dude is.
But you, but then you sit here and go, well, those people are totally... No, that is an unhinged human being.
But they're out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now you know who that guy is, and then you avoid him.
Okay. Instagram messages come. I'm sorry.
Just so you know, Pat is yelling at us.
Why?
Speaking of this conversation.
Why?
Likeliness is a word.
Oh, look who! Well, you didn't have to add that in there. You yell at her.
Yeah, I'm just passing along
it is
messages.
A word.
Just passing along some messages.
How do you use it in a sentence? Likeliness. The likeliness. That can't.
What are the? What is the likeliness that you suck? 100%.
Low.
100%.
You suck. Zach writes us on Instagram. He's defending your take here, Tommy.
Right, sir.
He says, Tommy's take is not completely wrong. They say the country is the most divided it's ever been. Social media has become a place for people to argue and talk about politics. But before that, most people kept their opinions to themselves or inside the home. But now it's a click for everyone to see. All right. I get what he's saying is like it's
always been divided.
No, I agree with you. But the difference now is when it was divided back in the day, short of some insane person who was going to wear a T-shirt with the worst thing you've ever seen in your life on it, with what they support, you could have a friend and be unaware of where they stood politically.
Yes, that is true.
You could have a coworker.
We had no idea how divided we always have been.
Yes.
Now you literally have mile markers to show you where these people are.
Exactly.
And I think that's a good thing, personally.
I also think it brings in other people that you don't even realize, even if they're not saying anything, they're reading that conversation and picking a side.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Let's take a break. Everyone, just be cool, man. It's holidays.
Just enjoy and don't take yourself so seriously, right?
Yeah. That's kind of the motto we live by here.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
How could you take yourself seriously with all the stuff you say? You do, though. You do. Because you're all mad today because you take yourself seriously. Because you got your bee in your bonnet and some in your underpants.
Bee
in your bonnet. You got your underpants and a frill and everyone's all upset.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You have a responsibility to take care of your home. You need to do it. But this story shows some of us may have a responsibility to take care of stuff off our property as well. Because it turns out you can get in trouble for not doing this. And the only way you may find out is a fine that shows up right on your front step.
Oh, they'll fine your ass.
Oh, they will. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
What's that?
In the state of New York, cities, towns, and villages are allowed to force you to shovel the sidewalk out front of your home.
I know it's a big issue in the city that you had to maintain your own sidewalks.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to shovel them and clear them out, all that
stuff. So it is up to every individual municipality how they want to handle it. So folks have decided to look into what towns, whatever.
Yeah.
And again, it's totally state. I'm sorry. The state allows for this to happen, but it doesn't make every New York state responsible for it. There are some places that will take care of sidewalks as a town service.
Yeah.
Some make it so the folks who live in front of them are on the hook to take care of it. And if you don't, it will cost you.
You got to go shovel.
There are reports of people being ticketed in our area anywhere between $75 to $225.
Wait, per storm?
Well, I mean, if you get caught for
multiple
it,
times.
Yeah, or whatever it is, $225 for not shoveling the sidewalk in front of their house. And as of now, so far this winter, we haven't seen any reports of any places in our area unless they haven't shown up yet.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, are there towns where people have found out you can get in serious trouble for not shoveling your own sidewalk? 252 WCMF, 252-9263. You okay with this?
It is kind of weird because it's not yours. It's the state or the town.
It also gets confusing between neighbors, you know, like how far am I supposed to, I mean, you usually end up doing like the whole stretch of sidewalk, but
to
technically like they're responsible for this part. I don't know.
Well, let's say you're an old person. Let's say you're in your 70s and you live in the city and you can't get out. You got a bad back or whatever and it's bad out. You can't get out there and shovel. Are you just going to whack these people?
Too bad, bitch. Get out there and do it.
Yeah, because even if you get your driveway
the
done.
Too bad, bitch laws.
Too bad, bitch. You've been fined with the two.
But you
bad
know what
bitch.
I mean? It seems kind of unfair.
No, I agree with you 100%.
But the other problem is you're going to have to pay the city service to plow your sidewalks. Your taxes are going to go up because that is going to cause somebody to do it.
You didn't talk about the taxes.
Yeah, because like in Pittsburgh, they plow all the sidewalks.
Henrietta has it too.
Yeah, it's great. They salt them. They're beautiful. They're heated. There's like beverage stands, open bar. So nice.
It is weird because technically in the city, we are responsible for our part of the sidewalk. But I see those sidewalk plows.
Oh, so they do have
doing it every now and then. But it seems random when those are out.
Those look like fun to drive.
They do.
Look, I'm with you guys. Why am I responsible for something I don't get to use?
That makes any sense.
Like, I can do anything on my property I own within reason, which is why it's my responsibility to mow my grass, shovel the driveway, whatever else. If I have to take care of this sidewalk, I should be able to do something with it. Build something on it, plant flowers on
it. Let your kids draw on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which, by the way, you kids can. Yeah. I mean, someone would have to be a real dick to report that.
But there's some real dicks out there.
But why is it up to me to take care of this patch of land?
Well, it's also, I think it's the same thing with fire hydrants.
Okay. You're right about that.
Like, you have,
we have to maintain it.
You have to dig them out.
Well, like, your husband gets excited for that, right? Ooh, the guys might be over. I got to go shovel out my fire hydrant again.
He definitely pays attention more than he used to.
But aren't you responsible for somebody in the neighborhood to dig that thing out?
Yes, yes, you are. Like, I have my neighbor. I think he takes joy in shoveling out the fire hydrant. The fire hydrant's on the corner.
Yeah.
I live next to his house. And I always see him with a big smile on his face. Like, oh, the firefighters, if they have to come here.
Because that's a weird thing, too, because everybody shares that hydrant. That's like everybody has their own fire hydrant. So who gets stuck?
Yeah.
Because if you go out there and shovel that thing once, you're now the guy that's expected to go out there for the neighborhood and shovel it out.
Yeah, I would expect you're going to do it again.
Right, so nobody else is going to pay attention.
Here's the good news about that, though.
What's that?
There is always an old guy in your neighborhood, and when I say old,
right now,
over 50,
yeah,
who wants to shovel the fire hydrant because it makes them feel like they're part of the fire department.
Have you ever seen like a group of people going down the street doing it?
No.
Maybe that was just like when I lived in like my apartment, but I remember like there'd be, you'd see like this group of guys that would just take it upon themselves to like do a couple of the streets and shovel out the fire hydrants.
Those people are weird people.
And I don't think it was any official like city employee. I think it was just a guy that felt the need to do it.
Or the shovelman.
The shovelman. Do you think they have jackets?
That would be pretty cool. I would be in if I could get a jacket.
Okay,
with my
name on it.
I'm a shovelman.
You're gonna wear it to Home Depot just so people ask what the shovelmen are? I can't afford a motorcycle, but I can afford a shovel. 252 WCMF. The state of New York, cities, towns, and villages are allowed to force you to shovel your sidewalk outside of your home. It is
like
forced.
North Korea.
And again, it's up to the municipalities themselves, but there are reports of people across New York State getting tickets anywhere between $75 to $225 in their mailbox on their front step, fines, for not shoveling that sidewalk. So the biggest bitch from the people that have gotten tickets, some of them claim they had no idea it was their responsibility in the first place.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a known thing if you live in a city, because I knew about it. I don't even live in a city.
Bro, I've been in this town for 39 years. I had no idea this was a thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I've never lived with a sidewalk.
No, but I mean the news has done stories on this every year.
I've never seen it.
I would think like maybe in the city, if you've lived long enough there, you know, but maybe some people moving into new neighborhoods and different towns, maybe they're unaware
because
you just assume that it's taken care of.
What do you do if you're in an apartment?
Well,
so does they fall on the landlord?
I would guess it's
the
landlord.
I would think so. Yeah, whoever owns the property.
That is private property.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So it's on his ass.
And by the way, if you just moved in and no one ever told you you had to do this, I think that's legitimate beef. Like, how would you know if the town does not give you a heads up? Is it up to me to read the town charter?
I guess it's buyer beware, right? You bought the house, you should know these things.
Okay, but like, in all sincerity.
I mean, you're right. I mean, they should give you like one mulligan, one season, like I didn't know. So next year I know.
But it is silly.
Like a warning.
With all these little town and village rules, whatever, like when you move into a new place, how many people like go over the rules of place they move to?
But they kind of, you got to remember too, man, it's a nice money grab for these towns grabbing these fines if you don't know. $200 is nice.
But
right?
Here's the thing.
What?
I've never heard of anyone getting this ticket. So maybe they don't enforce it.
All right, maybe.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. We got folks waiting on hold. We'll go with the Instagram messages first. John writes us, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Says, I live in Henrietta like Duffy. They plow our sidewalks, but I'll shovel it before the plow comes because they don't get down to the pavement like I like it. You're a psycho.
Okay. I hate doing that, man.
You're a psycho.
Man, they come by and plow good enough.
And by the way, your 20-foot area is down to the pavement, but the rest is still snowy. What good does that do?
What, are you practice marching? Are you going to do river dance out there?
John, you get a hobby, man. Let's talk to Jason. He's on CMF. Hey, Jason, what's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Hey.
I used to shovel in the city for my boss as like landlord or tenant, you know, and they know this. So when you're shoveling, you got to salt. And then even though you're salting, they still come out and they still complain. The tenants don't care that it's even being salted. The tenants are the ones that complain the most, even though the landlords do everything they possibly can to keep up on it. It's Rochester, it's winter. Like, you should have a little common knowledge when you're walking on the sidewalk that you might slip and fall. Uh-huh. You should be careful. I get the elderly, but, like, the tenants can only, or the landlords can only do so much.
No, I hear you. These landlords can't catch a break, man. I'm with you.
I've done this for several years back in the day, and it was the tenants that complained the most, and it's like, I'm out there with ice picks, and it's Rochester. Come on. It's Rochester.
Rochester.
What do you want from us?
Brutal.
Come on.
Brutal. Jason, thanks for the call, buddy. Sorry for your experience. There goes Jason.
I would assume like the salting and shoveling is more for like male people.
Look, I'm not saying it's
your male person.
I understand why.
Probably more dangerous for them than anything else.
Yes, you're right. I understand why it happens, and I don't want to see anybody get hurt, right? It's just like, how would I know this? I did not know this. Yeah, I just realized I've never lived in a house that had a sidewalk in front of it.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
You lived in that?
No, there was no sidewalk in there.
You guys didn't have a sidewalk?
There was not a sidewalk. The one on Winton, there was no sidewalk.
Damn.
You don't have a sidewalk in your neighborhood?
Nope. Not in front of my house. There's a sidewalk on the street over. There's no sidewalk in front of my house.
Oh.
Huh. My house. Interesting. My house in Gates never had a sidewalk.
Well, that's understandable. Your dad lost it to the bank.
Yeah, remember when they came and repossessed the
that's
sidewalk?
That's how far behind he was. Well, he kept leaving his trash cans out there.
Joe writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, I know common sense isn't common, but it's in front of your house. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, they need to yell at people. Idiocracy was supposed to be a comedy movie, not a documentary. Joe, I don't have to plow the street in front of my house. Why would it be common knowledge that I have to take care of this thing I don't own?
All right, so let me ask you a question. So, you know, let's say you live in a city,
yeah,
and your property line stops, and then there's a sidewalk. Then sometimes there's like a strip of grass, and then there's the curb.
Oh, I believe that's
tree.
Called an easement.
Yes.
So am I responsible to mow that too?
Oh, I thought
that
so.
Strip of grass?
I don't
like,
know.
Sometimes there's
people
that thing
do.
There.
I know what you're saying.
But do I own that? Is that my property?
No, but I'm wondering if it's the same thing. Like you got to maintain, you can't let it get overgrown.
Yeah, because if, especially if there's a fire hydrant, you got to chop down around it.
Not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Right.
Not mine. Don't own it.
So do I have to head down to the park, too, and start mowing?
I mean, but, like, that's it. So, like,
hey, Highland Park needs a little weeding.
Where does it stop is the question.
I don't even think it's so much the fact that you should take care of that easement. I think it's just guys being like, well, I don't want it to look overgrown in front of my house. It's more of an aesthetic that gets you to do it.
But I don't want to be fined if I don't do it.
No, I'm with you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yesterday, the Bills did something to make your holidays a little bit brighter.
Oh, great.
All right, so, you know, for years now, there have been these channels that are streaming or even on cable.
Yeah.
It's just a fireplace.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I love them.
And maybe a little holiday music in the background.
You got it. The Bills yesterday put out their version on their YouTube page.
Of a fireplace?
It is a tailgate barrel fire for the holidays.
Where do you find this thing?
So it's at it's on the Bills YouTube page.
Yeah.
It's 10 hours.
Yeah. 10 hours?
10 hours.
A straight
barrel fire.
Yeah, barrel fire.
It's a barrel fire in front of the stadium. It's got like two trucks backed up to it. It's a tailgate. And the idea is it is your tailgate barrel fire
for Christmas your Christmas ambiance.
Yes, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
All right.
And it's brilliant. It's a great idea. So much fun.
How many times does your dad walk into the frame?
Kimmy, this is going to cause so many fights on Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Yeah, because I think people get picky about, especially when it comes to traditions. About like the music that's played or, you know, the distractions going on in the background. And I don't know how people are going to feel about this one because it's not your
average
fireplace.
It doesn't do anything. I mean, it's just there.
All right. I want you to think of your grandma.
Yeah.
Or whatever. The patriarch of the family when it came to the holidays and the traditions that they insisted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if my mother's mother was still alive, and I tried to put this on the TV to stream as like a joke during Christmas
Eve.
No
sports on Christmas.
She would have a problem with that.
But there's no sports.
A huge problem.
It's just a fire.
What? No, but it's Bill's theme. And it's silly and it looks trash.
So what do they want on TV? It's a Wonderful Life on a loop?
Or you turn it off. No TV. Yeah. We're being a family right now.
Mm. Oh, I hate that. I hate those people.
What?
Yeah, we're being a family right now. No, we're not.
No, well, you are being a family. It's
no,
family
now we're being a cult. Families get to choose what they want to do.
You know, I think the same thing, Kimmy, goes for actual football on Christmas. Because let's not forget, the NFL is doing two Christmas games again.
Yeah.
But this tradition has not been around long enough for it to be an actual tradition yet. It's the third year that they're doing Christmas games? Third year.
Maybe.
And some folks still see Christmas as too sacred a day, too family oriented, too important for games to be.
I don't get it,
because you already give it up on Thanksgiving. Because, you know, if you have any sports fans in your family, you lose them the second football comes up.
But let's say no sound, but the sports are on in the background. I don't get why people get their ass in a knot over this.
Well, because I'll stop. And
still a distraction.
Yeah, because you're boring. Have something to say. I mean, that's more on you than the TV. If you're getting outplayed by the world's worst NFL matchup for the week, you suck as a conversationalist.
I don't know, though. People have more traditions on Christmas when it comes to, like, playing games with the family or doing an activity with the family. And
forced fun.
So it's not just like sitting around eating. There's more to it than that, I would argue.
But like, think about this. It's your day off, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get bossed around. Get dressed up. Put on your tightest shoes and get bossed around.
But that's the holidays, man. Right. It is what it is. You know, you bring up the whole football on Christmas or Thanksgiving. I brought up my grandmother.
Yeah.
We would go to Fredonia. I got some family in Dunkirk. And it was like 93 or 94. The Bills had played the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. It was sometime around that. And my grandmother and her siblings were vehemently no football on Thanksgiving. So, like, there was, like, a tiny TV.
Yeah.
Like 8 inches wide in the kitchen.
Yeah, a little portable.
Yeah, that we would, like, sneak on and sneak off.
All huddled around.
Yeah, like my great uncle that we saw, like, three times a year or three times a decade. He was, like, a massive woodchuck. That's not a fox. That's a fox. Like, oh, I'm going to turn the TV on. I was like, it was infuriating.
Yeah, it sucks.
It was only within the last, like, 8 to 10 years that on my mother's side of the family, football became an acceptable
thing.
So they
loosened up.
Yes, but they kind of had to.
Yeah.
They were going to lose us.
You don't want to lose that family.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this great idea the Bills have done. It's a tailgate fireplace for your home to put on the TV in the background. It's a barrel fire outside of the stadium, much in the same vein as just the regular fireplaces. But this will be a problem. As we talk about the Christmas Day games.
Yeah.
You brought up the worst games of the week.
Yeah.
The NFL got screwed on this.
Yeah, you said pretty bad matchup.
Well, like in the beginning of the season, it sounded like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Cowboys versus the Commanders.
Okay.
Right? The Commanders played in the NFC Championship game last year and, you know, divisional matchup. Yeah. Cowboys are America's team. Both of those teams are out of the playoffs.
All right.
And they're bad. Then you have the Chiefs versus the Broncos in the afternoon.
Oh, my God, yeah. Right, but that might be the better game, though, at least.
It's a backup quarterback for the Chiefs.
True.
And they're out of the playoffs. It would be nice to see the Chiefs get them. That would help us.
Okay.
The number one seed is not out of play, by the way, for the Bills.
Yeah. All right, so that would be the more interesting game, at least to watch.
Yeah, but Garner Minshew's going to go win that game.
Yeah, never know.
He lives in a van.
He did end the game on a pick last
week. Is he the guy that works out naked or, like, walks around? He's a big nude guy around the locker room.
That would be the one fact you know about him.
Well, I know two facts. He also plays pickleball at the gym in Naples, in Key West, Florida, and he lives at the parking lot in his van.
And he showers at the gym.
Yes. And he plays old ladies in pickleball.
Yeah.
So, yes, I know many things. And his father's really jacked.
What?
What's going on?
His father looks like he could play.
Why do you know this?
I don't know. Sometimes it just pops. You know how I had these random facts in my head?
I don't know anything about his dad. Have they done a story on his dad?
No, so I remember when he was a starter.
He Googled shirtless NFL quarterback.
No, if you go on Hot Dads.
Don't go on hotdads.com.
His dad's name is Flint. Flint Minshew.
By the way, of course it is.
That's a cool dude. Your old man's name, Flint. That's pretty cool.
If you are a
man. I wish my dad was named Flint. My dad's name, Mike. Your dad's name is Flint. Imagine if you were Flint
Minshew
Duffy Cop.
No, look, you're right. My dad's name is a gay porn star name. But no man named Flint Minshew. Like, if you
sounds like one name.
It does. Flint Minshew.
That's a detective.
That's a man, like, he will have the worst take you've ever heard in your life at some point in a conversation. Like, there will be, if you talk
to... But isn't that every day?
If you talk to Flint Minshew, he will have a take that is so bad, you will have to smile and walk away. That's how uncomfortable the conversation will get.
But my theory is, that's every day if you let them talk long enough. You will get there. You will get to the core horrible thing in your dad.
All right, so if you are looking to have the Bills tailgate fireplace, it's on their YouTube page. Just stream it there and let it roll for 10 hours.
I gotta check it out.
And go get yelled at by grandma.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.